first series, you complete five straight passes in the end zone. I mean, how much did you feel like you were in a rhythm at that point?
Oh, we were rolling. I think we were rolling the whole game, except for the one that got away from me. So, you know, that kind of stuff happens. You try and eliminate that. And Ertz walked over after I was done, and he said, "Hey, man, nice job, 12 for 12. I said, "No, I went 11 for 12. He said, "Yeah, but that didn't hit the ground." Yeah, you know, you got to have a sense of humor about it and move on and eliminate those mistakes.
Are you pretty pleased with what you've done so far in the two games? I mean, you know, you didn't play at all last year.
Yeah. No, I feel good. I feel like things are coming back to me at a good pace. And, you know, I love that there's no time to worry about anything with this offense. You just roll. And, you know, you get it back the next time. You miss a throw. You screw something up. You just move on. And there's no time to wait and go back to the huddle and think about it, and you got the coach yelling. I mean, it's just not like that. You just move on and play, and I love that tempo.
You had like a couple drives with Jordan Matthews and Zach Ertz on the field at the same time. Like, what kind of matchup?
Oh, they're big, strong, physical guys. They got good hands. They can run after the catch. So, I mean, you get them the ball anywhere on the field, they're going to make you right. You know, they got a big wingspan. They can make up for a throwing error behind them, in front of them, up top. Down low, these guys can make plays, and they make the quarterback look good. So whoever's back there, you know, you count your blessings when you got weapons like that.
You said last week Jordan would be fine, and he came out today.
Yeah.
And said 9 for 105 or something.
Yeah.
What did you see from him in his comfort level and producing?
I mean, he got the jitters out. He got the butterflies out. This is not an easy game to just jump in and have an impact like that. You know, he went through that last week in Chicago, figured out what it was like, got used to the hotel, you know, going on the road, the bus, the airplane, all that stuff. There's a million things that are just different from college and the speed of the game and all that. But this week he looked great, trusted his technique, trusted his coaching, and played really well.
I know you've talked about this before, but was this kind of a weird week for you, having the Patriots be your rival for so long, practicing with them, playing them in a preseason game, stuff like that?
It was a lot of Patriots going on. It was pretty cool. You know, I said it earlier in the week that their practice was exactly what I expected and maybe more. You know, I expected them to be efficient. I expected them to be sharp. Offense, defense, special teams, they always do a great job. And I've always had a ton of respect for them. We've had some good battles and had some blowouts, and they've had some blowouts. So it was good to just see how their organization is run. I think they do a great job.
Did you talk to Belichick after the game at all?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I've made sure to shake his hand after, I think, every game we played. And some of those handshakes are more fun. And some of them aren't, you know. Getting blown out on Monday night was not a fun one, but then we beat them in the divisional round, and that felt a little better.